B-Pod Studios.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Wake up, Philadelphia, and let me hear you sing. The orange and the black, the orange and the black. Of course, yeah! We are the orange and the black.
Sing it!
The orange and the black. Reload and shoot again. We are the orange and
all
the
black. All right, great.
The orange and the black.
We got 1 hour before fuck drop of game two. Flyers and Les Habitants. It's Cuz Radio with Tunis. Extra hour today taking you into the game. So if you tuned in for the Mike Missanelli show, Mikey Miss will be back on Monday. And Ty and Nat. So they'll be back on Monday. We're taking you up until exactly Flyers hockey. So we're looking forward to it. We all can't wait. Another playoff game. And let me just give you a couple things. One, the schedule. Sunday night is game three at 8 o'clock. Sixers play game one against the Celtics Monday night at 6:30. Tuesday is game four of Flyers Montreal. That's at 3 o'clock. So that's another 3 o'clock start. Andrew, I love these 3 o'clock starts. They're the greatest.
Yeah, I'm like back and forth on it. Like, I love the 3 o'clock midweek. Do I want 3 o'clock on a Friday? But I'm also kind of fired up that I get to start my weekend, like leave this building and go
watch a game,
watch Flyers hockey.
Yeah, it's
not just
cool.
A game, Flyers hockey.
No, a playoff game. You know,
like, I'm getting off the clock and sprinting home.
Yes,
I'm fired up.
Yes, I'm with you. So we're real excited. So Tuesday's a 3 o'clock start. Wednesday, back to Sixers at 6:30 for game two. And if necessary, there will be another Flyers game five on Wednesday. TBD for that game. Sixers back 6:30 on Friday. And their game four is the following Sunday, a week from this Sunday at 1 o'clock. And that's your schedule, your playoff schedule, and it's August, and it's great. And by the way, the Eagles start in a month. So this is pretty fun. We're having a blast, except for the Phillies. The only thing fun about the Phillies is rooting for all of the entire bullpen to have an ERA of over 10. Vinny Velasquez is about to join the boys.
We have to redo the intro.
Right now, the intro is 7, and if you missed it, we'll play for you a little bit later on. But first, let's get to a lot of our people been hanging. Let's go to TJ in Point Pleasant. TJ, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Hey, what's going on, Ant?
What's up, T? What's going on, brother?
Not much, man. I hear you talking about going to the beach and everything, and I live at the beach. So,
oh, I'm so envious. That's beautiful,
Pleasant,
man.
Point Pleasant, New Jersey.
How is it? Is it great or what?
Oh, it's awesome. I'm from Chester County, PA. So,
oh, you're living, brother. You're living.
I moved out here a year and a half ago, and I love it.
Good for you. Good for you. That's
you guys
got to
come down and watch them.
I know. I listen to weird. I want to come down Tuesday and watch the game, man.
Anytime.
I like it.
All right, well, I'm on board with your getting rid of Matt Klentzak. Every time I hear his voice now, it's like nails on a chalkboard.
Isn't he? He's a hate the voice.
It's like, ah, he has a velocity, blah, 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 blah.
Yes! Yeah! And you know why? Because A, he's smug. B,
exactly.
He's an excuse maker. And C, he's inept.
And Philly, I mean, if you just be real with us, be real with us. Have a real conversation. Don't be trying to make excuses and be up there. Yeah, we suck. You know what I mean?
Right, like, right.
I need to do better at my job.
Exactly.
A lot more. I would respect him a whole lot more. I think everybody would.
Yeah, if you come out and go, listen, you know what? We decided to go with the kids. We invested a lot differently. We wanted to take a look at some guys. We're hoping, and yeah, it's not worked out. Instead of talking about COVID, he's talking about the freaking pandemic.
Am I going to do a better job?
The worst. And he's terrible at his job. Terrible at his job.
You know, when he first came in, I was like, all right, I'm going to give him a chance. You know, he's a young guy. We'll see what happens. Now we're in year, what, 3 or 4? And it's just, I'm done with him, man. He's like, JT Realmuto should be signed by now. You know, I don't know what they're doing. You can't use
Kevin. I mean, that's, think about that. Think about that for a second. The one dude who is, that you need to sign, they don't sign.
You have your franchise player in Bryce Harper advocating, literally saying from the stands, sign him.
You're right.
You have to be on board with that. You just paid Bryce $330 million. He wants this dude signed. You sign him. Like, it's as simple as that. And, like, it's not like there's no salary cap in baseball. They have the money.
And by the way, Mr. Analytics and all, he wasted this whole time where he could have signed him long term. Now the price tag's going up. And by the way, this October will be 5 years.
Five. Okay.
This October.
Okay. It's insane. I am happy for the Flyers. You know, I'm excited for the Sixers too, but right now I'm fired up.
Fired up, baby. That's it, fired TJ. Up. Enjoy it, my friend. This year he'll be here 5 years. This October. Again, Klentak doesn't know anything about the month of October. Because you don't know anything about no playoffs, Matt.
But think about this. Because he got hired in October, so
right.
He had that off season.
Yes.
So he's had five off seasons.
Yes.
To
but again,
retool, rebuild. No.
Yes. On his calendar, October does not exist. There's no Halloween.
No Halloween?
Nope. There's no October in the Klentak calendar. That's a calendar with a K. There's no October. It ends in September, and then it goes to All Souls Day on November 1st. That's the Klentak calendar.
That's great. That's awesome.
I just want to. I wish we could fight him for charity. Oh, I hate that guy.
Phillies have lost a lot of money, so they say, right? Oh. All the owners are complaining they lost money due to the COVID. We could raise money for the Phillies.
Like an MMA thing?
Yes.
Raise money for Philly charities. Klentak McPhail. Oh. Jake, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jake?
Hey.
What's going on, Jake?
You fired up?
Fired up, brother.
Real quick, my 2 weeks ago before you went on vacation, you mentioned that St. Margaret's.
Yes, my two boys go to St. Margaret's.
My boy's going to first grade.
Get out of here. My Massimo's going into first grade.
He's going into first grade?
No, going to second grade.
So my mother-in-law, Kathy Traxler, had him to a teacher's day for Mr. Petito.
Yes. What a sweetheart she is.
Oh, she's awesome. Do anything for anybody.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart. Yeah, Moss is going in the second. Jake, yours is going in the first. That's awesome.
Yeah, man, I'll see some of the stuff that
without a doubt. Yeah, man, hopefully we get, you know, get rid of this stuff and kids can get back to playing ball.
Hell yeah. But, so, I'm a painter. I have you on every day, all three shows until I'm done working. And you always preached the 4-for-4, and I was always just Flyers and Eagles. I got in Sixers, Phillies. I started watching it, and they stink. And I'm like, you put this burden on me now that I can't be sad about two sports. I got to be sad about four.
I'm sorry. Then, I know it's a curse right now. Right, right.
But then look on the Flyers.
And they uplift you.
That's it.
So, see, that's the beauty. Someday, I promise you, someday all four teams are going to make the run together. I thought it was going to happen soon, but it might not happen as soon as we think. But they're going to be, and you're going to thank me that day, Jake. You're going to be into it.
About you. We got to take over. You're talking about two songs. We got to get all the songs. We got to get the whole city. We got everything up, orange and black. They might have to go into the bullpen and teach them how to the puck and throw a baseball or something. I don't know. 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5, 5,
to victory.
Wake up! Wake up.
I love it! There you go, Chase!
The orange and the black. The orange and the black.
Nice!
We are the orange and the black. The orange and the black.
Bells, Andrew. Bells. Bells.
It's more than just goaltending. Flyers have hit all the right notes since conductor Elaine Vigneault took over, but it does make for the most compelling storyline at the start of this series. Carter Hart, the new face of the franchise, against the guy he grew up idolizing in Carey Price.
Numbers, Deneau moving in, Deneau the cross-ice pass, the shot, and Hart makes the save! Carter Hart robbing Paul Byron. Domi is shot, and there's Hart's second save of the night. And the Canadians clear. The race for the puck now. Niskanen having to deal with Deneau. And it bounces free, and here's Lekkonen, and he could not finish it. Gallagher from the angle, fought off by Brady. Rebound by Hart, and the rebound was denied in tight as well.
Oh,
Carter Hart, another big stop. Gulak all the way around, gets it back in front, loose puck. Hart looking for it. Where is it? Bounces out the other side. Myers will play it up, but not out. Canadians a shot there. Deflection save. Rebound save. Flyers can't get the puck out of harm's way. Finally, Hart decides to cover up.
Back to Provorov. He'll give it up to Giroux. Top left circle. Looking through the traffic. Back to the line. Provorov. One-timer. They score. That hit a man in front. Couturier was upended. I'm not sure what it hit, but Ivan Provorov finds a hole, and Philadelphia on the power play takes the 1-0 lead. And we're even at one. Montreal scoring on their 16th shot of the game and their 11th of the period. Here's a shot. The Flyers score. Joel Farabee gets the chance out in front. And less than a minute later, the Flyers get it right back to make it 2-1. 11 seconds to go. Montreal winds it back right here. Flyers need one more clear. Hart out of the net. Played it into the corner. Lawton tried to get it to Derek Grant. It deflects into the air. Picked up by Drouin. Centering pass, and the horn sounds, and the Flyers hang on. Game one goes to Philadelphia as the Flyers get goals from Ivan Provorov and Joel Farabee. And Carter Hart was outstanding. Just shy of his 22nd birthday, Carter Hart beats the Canadiens. Final score, Flyers win it 2-1.
Wake up, Philadelphia, and let me hear you sing.
So Anders, I think he does a really good job.
Fantastic job.
Right? And he nails it where, I love that part of it. I don't know what it is. Flyers need one more clear.
And that's right, the music starts kicking
it's
in.
Like,
yeah.
It's perfect. Who is that man, Boston Scott?
Hey, by the way, Ant.
Yes.
We have a special birthday wish to send out.
Who's that?
Let me just play some audio of his.
It's not reflected in his season batting line yet, but I've been pretty encouraged by his at-bats in the last week. I mean, he's been running a strong walk rate from the beginning, as you guys know.
It's the evil one's birthday! I curse this day! Oh, no! The KK birthday!
Can't be a good sign for the Flyers game, right? Now the Flyers will overcome.
Oh, that's awful. Oh, that's fantastic. That is...
Happy birthday, Matt.
That's...
He may have been ripping you all day, but hey, happy birthday.
Oh, that's fantastic. I love it. He's a tremendous creep.
That's a great line. I've heard it used other ways recently.
A tremendous creep. Oh, that's great.
Like the other version that was off air.
Yeah, well, it's better, but it's okay. That's all right. A little bit later on, how about Cousin Joey named our club, our bullpen club, Club 10.
Oh, that's great.
That's a perfect name for it, Club 10. And Well, in case you missed it a little bit later on, we will play you and we'll introduce you, in fact, to the members of the Phillies Club 10. Sam, you're on 97.5, the Fanatic. Sammy.
Anthony and Tunis, how you boys doing?
We're doing good,
it's been
Sam.
A long time, Anthony.
Como stai, my paisano?
Oh, how are you, Sammy? Bene, bene.
You know, I was driving along. I had to call you. It's been so long since I talked to you, but when you got, you hit a wire when you hit with Klentak, because you got to include McPhail, who's McNuffin.
Yes.
He's nowhere to be found.
Yes.
And you know, I've been watching this team since the 50s. This is not a bullpen. It's a pig pen. I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime. And to turn and look the other way and make up excuses, that's not going to fly with a Philly fan.
No.
I lived through the 23-game losing streak in 61. I went to two of the 10-game losing streak in 64. That Sunday afternoon, they lost 14-11 to the Milwaukee Braves. Johnny Callison hit 3 home runs. You know, so I'm a Philly fan. Who's to say Real Muto wants to sign here, looking at what's going to go around?
Yeah.
And, you know, the owner doesn't need a front office who's not going to get anything done. My suggestion would be there's a disgraced ex-president GM, Jeff Luhnow, who's available.
Yeah.
You're going to throw the guy out of baseball for stealing signs? Anthony, we stole signs when we were kids.
Yeah, yeah.
And you're going to throw him out of? He's a talent evaluator. This kid is way behind the eight ball here, this Klentak. He'll never make it in Philadelphia. No, sir.
Well, he hasn't made it. The problem is he's here too long. He should have been fired when they got rid of his boy, the Gabe. You got to fire him then.
I agree with you.
It's too much. Too much. He's got to go. He's killing us.
But there's a guy sitting right there. You got the director of player personnel for the Yankees, that guy named Barber.
Yep.
You got Girardi. I mean, you're bringing in some winners. But, boy, I'll tell you what. Real Muto's going to get paid by somebody. But you better watch the Dodgers and you better watch the Yankees, because it doesn't matter. He's going to get his $150 million from somebody.
Yeah.
Who would you rather catch for?
Listen, I hear you. I like that Tim Nehring from the Yankees. Reunite Girardi and him. You know, I get rid of these two. Klentak and the Hamburglar. Horrible. Sammy,
Anthony,
God bless
take
you.
Take care of yourself.
You too,
you
buddy.
As well, you and your family. How's those boys coming along? They got to be getting big.
Yeah, 7-10. They're beating me up. Yeah.
God love them. Take care of yourself.
Thank you, buddy.
Boys.
God bless you, Sammy. Take it easy, my friend. Yeah. Let's go to Drew in Westchester. Drew, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Bro, what's going on, Cuz? How you doing, buddy?
What's going on, Drew?
You know, same old stuff. Just watching some hockey, getting ready for the Fly Boys to play.
Now, here's the thing. They said that you're sinister.
Yeah, I got ripped the other day, apparently, by a lot of people because they're questioning my fandom about the Flyers because I'm a Penguins fan, obviously.
No,
so.
But you said, let's get this on the table here. Now, you had said, because we had talked earlier in the week, I thought, and you said, listen, I'm rooting for the Flyers, the whole thing. You're big hockey.
Yeah.
You're a true hockey man. But then you said, watch out for the Canadians.
Well, I just said be careful for them. I didn't say, you know, the Canadians are going to win. I just want the Flyers to not take them lightly. I was just from the heart that, you know.
It was a true warning, or was it a, I hope the Canadians come in lightly? Because Mike said that Mike called you sinister.
Sinister, man. That's, you know, I wish I was sinister, Anthony. I don't have enough energy to be sinister. I got too much love in me, buddy. So, I said Tyrone yesterday, man. I got, like, lots of, I mean, most of my friends and family are Flyers fans, I mean, and so I'm rooting for them, you know, because it would make them happy. I mean, I'm happy where the Penguins are in their lifetime. They've done pretty well for their selves in existence, and the Flyers are due. So I'm being honest, man. I really do wish the Flyers well, and I think it would be a great thing for the city. Especially during these tough times, man, for anybody to win this tournament, it's going to be most impressive.
All right, so you're rooting for sure. You're rooting Flyers.
I am rooting Flyers.
You will watch today, and you will root them on.
I will root them on, absolutely.
Good man.
I know everyone thinks I'm a faker, but no, man, I'm actually, you know, I'm a no hate guy. You know, I mean, obviously, I would love to see the Penguins there still playing, but let's keep it in the same state. So the Flyers work for me, man.
All right. Make sure. All right. Got me here. You say go Flyers.
All right. I'm a go Flyers, not flip flopping.
All right. Good man, Drew. Good man. What do you think, Junis? You passed the test?
I like Drew.
So do I. He's a guy. I like him a lot. But he's a Penguin fan. And, you know, again, those two, we know about Penguins. And we know about our own rivalry within the state.
No, I don't agree with letting him on. I don't. I do the same thing with Cowboys fans who want to all of a sudden jump over.
Oh. Well, I don't think he was jumping on the bandwagon. But
you know, I'm glad that he's rooting.
No, my only thing is I'm glad he's not wishing the ill will. Like, that was the thought process was that he was wishing the ill will. That's what I heard. And Mike said he was sinister. That all this Flyers love and bouquets was all about, you know, secretly rooting for the Canadians.
Because I've talked to, he calls Saturday mornings to talk to me a lot. And, you know, he's given the Flyers their love, even during the regular season. When the Flyers and Penguins were both in it, he would give the Flyers their love. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. Well, we just want to make sure. That's all. It's important. Right? It's a very important time. We got Zach. Harvey wants to talk about Club 10. I know Glenn. He can't wait to talk about Clentac. How old is he? Today's his birthday?
Well, let me check.
Clentac's birthday today. This is a bad day. We need the Flyers.
Oh, the big 4-0.
Oh, he's 40.
That's what Austin Davis is striving for, to have an ERA of 40 in honor of Matty Clentac.
Oh, it's great. He's 40. He's too old now to be GM. Get rid of him. Oh, that's priceless. Oh, my God. Matt Clentac's birthday. This is a bad day in Philadelphia. All right. We'll come back. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975 is how you reach us. Now let me talk a little bit about Parks Casino. Street Road, Ben Salem. We were there last night, home of Cuz's Corner. And don't forget, download the Park Sportsbook app. It's got it all. I'm looking at it right now. Let's dive in, shall we? Let's look at Flyers Canadians. Today's game, Flyers minus 150. It's a good price, Junis. And here's another one. If you like the Flyers, plus 106. To win in regulation. You like the win in regulation?
Yes. Empty netter.
I love it.
Cover the goal and a half.
That's a good move. You can also take Flyers minus one plus 140. You like that?
Yeah, I'm taking a minus one and a half.
You're taking the minus one and a half. I like it. Oh, by the way, we never did our picks. Jeez. You can take all kinds of fun things. Check out the final score. Junis thinks it's a 4-2 win. That would be plus 2,000. So what that means is you put 10 bucks, you win 200. Check out the Parks Casino Sportsbook app. They got it all, everything you want on that app. Use code FANATIC and you get a risk-free bet up to 500 bucks. That's right, 500 bucks. The loss, the details, the website has all the details, but your loss is refunded in your account. You got to be 21. You got to be in Pennsylvania. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
from that, 2:30. Go on, Junis. Give me some flower song. Yes. So what do we got? We got 2:48 is exactly when we're out.
Yeah, let me just confirm with the man producing the Flyers game, the great Pat Egan behind you right now. So let me confirm with him, and then I'll let you know.
All right,
it fluctuates.
No, that's fine. I just want to know from countdown mode. If you know what I'm saying, like that's what I'm looking for, is the countdown, and we're excited. So. Remind me, the two things we got to play. We got to play Club 10, and we got to do Bells one last time. So the Bells will be the last thing, all right? Get us excited. Let's go to Zach. You're on 97.5, the Fanatic Zacharoo.
What's up, man? How you guys doing?
We doing, Zach.
Not much, man. I got off work. I heard you guys were on for like another hour. I had to call in. Get ready for the game, dude. I am so pumped. I've been sitting here listening. Waiting for the game. I heard you say that it's unfortunate that there is no October in that Klintak world, because we'd have Halloween and he'd get to dress up like a real GM.
That's a shame. You know,
Halloween might help him. Like, but I'm thinking the 10 ERA club. You know when they made the 500 club and they had all the guys like pose and sign it? You think the Phillies are going to try that? Have them all take a picture together?
I love it.
But, dude, I am so pumped for the Flyers tonight. I think they're going to take it to the Canadians again. I think they're going to win in regulation. They've responded great to Roppel going down. Farabee stepped up so much. I'm excited, dude. There's nothing not to be excited for.
Exactly. That's the thing that gets you so excited. They're so good. We got playoffs now. I mean, it puts you in a good mood.
Yes. Oh, and you were looking for a place to go down the beach, and of course, you know, I'm your shore guy. I'm the Ventnor. I'm living Ventnor. The best place you want to come down, have a beer, if you could watch a game right now, is you got to go. It's where I work in the summertime. It's Charlie's in Summers Point, dude. We got the best wings, best tenders, and if you ever wanted to come down,
that's awesome.
Have a beer. It's great. If you've ever been to Summers Point, dude, it's the best bar in Summers Point.
That's fantastic. I've been there. I think I was X-Rawls. I had to be.
It's right on Shore Road, right before you get into Ocean City.
I was there. Yeah. It's a great spot.
That's where I met Dave Schultz drinking red wine.
Oh, I love that story. That was great. That's fantastic. Oh, brother, listen, be safe, and I want you to root him in, man. Guys. All right? Yeah, my brother. You
have
too.
Have a good weekend, guys.
Thanks, buddy. Let's go to Glenn in Wallingford. Glenn, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. G?
What's happening, buddy?
What's going on, G?
Hey, man, I will admit it. I'm a little fraudulent because I have not been all in on the Flyers during this transition over the last couple of years. But, hey, listen, I've always been a Flyers fan. So, but, you know, it's time to get back on board, right? So I'll tell you one thing, quick story. A couple years ago when the Flyers drafted Carter Hart, My boss, who lives in Vancouver, actually his son played in the WHL at the same time Carter Hart did, and his son played goaltender. And actually, they were the two best goaltenders in the WHL at the time.
Really?
And so Carter Hart gets drafted the year before him because his son's name is David Tendek. He now played for the Vancouver Giants, got drafted by the Arizona Coyotes. A year after Hart got drafted by the Flyers. So they've kind of been like, even when they were playing at WHL, I was all on board with Hart since they were rivals. So it was kind of fun to see those two kind of come together. It was kind of neat to even see his son get drafted and go through the process too. Pretty small world there. But hey, listen, we're so thankful to have a star young goaltender, after all these years. I mean, you just think about all the guys since Hextall. Who are these guys who are supposed to be, you know, decent goaltenders? Then we give up on Bobrovsky and all this stuff. So, hey, man, I'm all fired up. Excited about that. As excited as I am about the Flyers, man, and I told you this last year, Klintak had to be fired last year.
Right.
He was terrible last year. And the fact that he allowed this bullpen to be as bad as it is, I mean, listen, His job, regardless of whether it's a pandemic or whatever else is going on, his job is to acquire talent and to make the best roster he possibly can. And the fact that he failed at that over the winter when there was nothing going on, and then it's one of the worst things I've ever seen as a general manager. And we see some bad GMs in Phillies baseball over, I'm 47 now, so over my 47 years, we've seen some bad baseball teams. And the fact that this is a good, offensive roster to have such a bad, bullpen. It's really sad to tell you the truth. As exciting as the Flyers are, I'm equally as upset about the Phillies. So
no, and the way he approaches it is it's embarrassing. It's off-putting. I mean, he blames COVID. He sits there and tries to tell you that Rhys Hoskins is like, listen, all GMs lie, but this is I'm going to thumb my nose in your face and you can't do anything about it lie. He's a smug. He is. He's a.
I'm just waiting for him to come out and say, que sera, sera. I'd just be like, yeah. And I'm going to blow my stack. I don't know. And the thing is, with everything that's going on, I was so excited to kind of start getting back into baseball again, right? Because piggyback on these games, there's going to be doubleheaders and everything like that. And now it's just, and I'll tell you what, truth, with those cutouts, I've kind of enjoyed the cardboard cutouts in the stadium. I like the pandemic crew.
I don't care about the cutouts.
Well, it's just kind of, it's better.
I mean, it's cool. It's all right. Whatever.
I will say, I feel like I know McCutcheon's been bad so far, but, he brings a little levity when he throws the ball to the kid in the outfield.
Yeah, I know. It's funny. I like Kutch. I do. I got a soft spot for him. Anyway.
Hey, listen, enjoy the weekend.
You too, my brother. Go Flyers, G. Enjoy it, man. That's what I want. I want everybody on board. Everybody's on board, Andrew.
I don't see why nobody should be on board.
Yeah.
I mean, and don't give me I need to see more.
Right.
We hear that all the time. Now, come on.
No. Everybody's
got to get behind this team now.
I can get to Harvey in Germantown. Harvey, because Harvey wants to talk about Club 10, and then we're going to play Club 10, introduce the members for Club 10 to you. Harvey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Harv?
Amp, how you doing, man?
What's up, buddy? What's going on, man?
I had to give you a call when I heard you saying we got a brand new club in Philly. I said, well, I wonder what that is. And I started hearing the intro. I was driving my car, almost had to pull over, man. And then the call you had before that, when the guy was sneaking into the Phillies game and the Connie Mack Stadium.
Oh, that's the greatest, right?
Amp, I had to pull over, man. I was cracking up. People were looking at me. I was cracking up, man, but hey, man.
Lloyd Floyd. How about Lloyd Floyd?
What was his name?
Lloyd Floyd.
So he was watching the game. He was watching the game with his drawers out.
Classic.
Man, that was so funny, and I needed a laugh, man. I'm telling you, man. That was so funny, man. And the intro for the ERA boys, man, Look, I'm a Phillies fan from way back. I'm a Sixers fan. I got a bad feeling about both of them. I'm a Ben Simmons fan. He's out. He's hurt. Don't feel too good about them playing Boston. And the Phillies, I was trying to listen to them on the radio because I don't have Comcast. Man, they were winning the game, man, and guys were hitting home runs left and right. I said, what's going on?
Right? Amazing, man. It's outrageous. It really is.
I'm rooting for the Flyers, even though I know nothing about hockey. I know who Carter Hart is. And I think I heard you the other week, and you were comparing him to the other young guy who was a goalie who got killed.
Pelly, you remember Pelly Lindbergh?
Yeah. I know nothing about hockey, but I kind of follow him because I'm a sports guy. I'm a sports guy.
Are you around now? Could you watch the game? Games will come in all 20 minutes.
I'm actually working. I'm taking a break now. So I got to listen to you in pieces, so I'll try to listen to it, but I won't be able to watch it, though.
That's all right.
I'll be rooting for them.
Sunday night they're playing. If you want to watch Sunday night at 8 o'clock, they're playing if you're around.
I'll try to check them out Sunday.
Yeah, check them out, man. Listen, it's fun, Harv. You know what it is, too? They're really good. They're not like they get hot or they're lucky. They're a good team.
I was talking to some people about hockey, and they said it's a big difference from watching them on TV as opposed to actually going down to the stadium and watching them.
Yeah.
They say the action is so fast.
Yeah, it's crazy. Now, you'll dig it, man. You watch it, and you know, listen, root them in. You know, that's what comes out to us.
I'm a Philly guy, even though I didn't grow up here. You know, I'm a square from Delaware, but I've rooted for the Philly teams all my life. So,
Delaware's. Oh, we're all the same, man. That's part of us. Hey, Harv, you wanna listen right now and get introduced to the Club 10?
You know I do, man.
All right, well, hold on. I'm gonna leave you on hold.
Listen, okay?
Yeah, take a listen.
Okay.
And now, here are your members of the exclusive ERA of 10 or higher club, courtesy of Matt Klentak and your Fightin' Phils. He came into the league as a starting pitcher before getting demoted to the bullpen. He has the lowest ERA of the 10 or higher club. This is Pat Dub Morgan. Matt Klentak was intrigued by this man for his sidearm motion. So intrigued that he ignored his 8.64 ERA with the Red Sox last season. This is Trevor Kelly. In 2015, but only made one appearance for Milwaukee last season with an ERA of 10.80. Dalis Guerra. Even though he has no idea how to pitch, people get excited because he threw hard. His career ERA over 5, but don't worry, fans, he claims it's never his fault. With an ERA of 15.99, Nick Pavetta. Did I just get bit by a mosquito? Oh no, it's just a Cole Irvin fastball. And that explains his ERA of 18. This man wanted to be on the club so bad, he decided to give him a home run on his first career pitch. The newest member of the 10 ERA or higher club, this is Connor Rogers. And finally, at 6'4", left-hander out of Cal State, a man who wants to start a club of his own with an ERA of 21. Yes, I said an ERA of 21. This is Buster.
Club 10, baby. Exclusive Club 10. All right. We're almost ready to go, baby. We got game 2 coming up right here on the station. Andrew.
It's more than just goaltending. Flyers have hit all the right notes since conductor Elaine Vigneault took over, but it does make for the most compelling storyline at the start of this series. Carter Hart, the new face of the franchise, against the guy he grew up idolizing in Carey Price.
Numbers, Deneau moving in, Deneau the cross-ice pass, the shot, and Hart makes the save! Carter Hart robbing Paul Byron. Domi is shot, and there's Hart's second save of the night. And the Canadians clear. The race for the puck now. Niskanen having to deal with Kirk Deneau. And it bounces free. And here's Lekkonen. And he could not finish it. Gallagher from the angle. Fought off by Brady. Rebound by Hart. And the rebound was denied inside as well.
Oh,
Carter Hart. Another big stop. Gulak all the way around. Gets it back in front. Loose puck. Hart looking for it. Where is it? Bounces out the other side. Myers will play it up but not out. Canadians a shot there. Deflection save. Rebound save. Flyers can't get the puck out of harm's way. Finally, Hart decides to cover up.
Back to Provorov. He'll give it up to Giroux. Top left circle. Looking through the traffic. Back to the line. Provorov. One-timer. They score. That hit a man in front. Couturier was upended. I'm not sure what it hit, but Ivan Provorov finds a hole and Philadelphia on the power play takes the 1-0 lead. And we're even at 1. Montreal scoring on their 16th shot of the game and their 11th of the period. Here's a shot. The Flyers score. Joel Farabee gets the chance out in front. And less than a minute later, the Flyers get it right back to make it 2-1. 11 seconds to go. Montreal winds it back in. Flyers need one more clear. Hart out of the net. Played it into the corner. Lawton tried to get it to Derek Grant. It deflects into the air. Picked up by Drew. A centering pass, and the horn sounds, and the Flyers hang on. Game one goes to Philadelphia as the Flyers get goals from Ivan Provorov and Joel Farabee. And Carter Hart was outstanding. Just shy of his 22nd birthday, Carter Hart beats the Canadiens. Final score, Flyers win it 2-1. Wake
up, Philadelphia! All right, everybody. Thanks for hanging with us today. Have a great weekend. Oh, and Flyers hockey's up next. Go Flyers! All right, well, now I want to tell you about Parks Casino. Ended my big ending, but love Parks Casino. Let's go to the app at parkscasino.com/PA. Download it now. Hurry up. You can still bet on the Flyers. +107 to win in regulation. Both Chunas and I like them to win today, game two in regulation. You can download that app now and take the Flyers. Also, the over-under of goals scored is 3. So I think they could score 4 goals, Flyers, in this game. Take a look at that. You can lay a goal. You can take a look at the final score. All kinds of fun stuff. Sixers on Monday. The Celtics are a 4.5-point favorite in the game. So you can take the Sixers +4.5. You can take them for the game to win outright at +138. That's your local story. Flyers, Phillies, Sixers, they got it all. All the great sports at Parks Casino at the app. Download the app. Use code Fanatic. You get a risk-free bet up to $500. The website has all the details. Got to be in Pennsylvania. Must be 21. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.